With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has approved construction of two massive 30,000 to 40,000-ton Trump-class battleships.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
And Mr. Trump says the Navy will be getting two of those advanced vessels. The lead ship, the USS Defiant, will carry hypersonics, nuclear cruise missiles, lasers, and rail guns, and they will just be the cornerstone of a new fleet of 20 to 25 new vessels. Holiday travel could prove to be an interesting adventure for some people this year.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. A Mexican Navy medical flight with eight people on board crashed near the Galveston Causeway, killing five people with two survivors, one still missing. The plane was on a humanitarian mission at the time, transporting a patient suffering from burns. The NFL has banned Steelers receiver DK Metcalf for two games without pay. That's after he initiated a physical confrontation with a fan at Ford Field. Metcalf may appeal under the collective bargaining agreement. Also at SRNNews.com, the government's latest update on the U.S. economy shows it expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate in the third quarter. Both consumer and government spending grew. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by about 93 points. This is SRN News. Europe is canceling Christmas.
In an effort to not, quote, offend minority groups, including the millions of Muslims that flooded the continent in recent decades, many schools and local governments are barring any references to the true meaning of the holiday. In the French city of Nantes, official celebrations are being called Winter Journey. In Spain, some mayors are limiting Christmas decorations, and some schools in England have barred the use of the word Christmas. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled new rules to stop minors from undergoing sex change procedures. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy called the practice malpractice that harms children. Medicaid currently covers the procedures in fewer than half of the states, while 27 states already limit or ban them. With the Supreme Court upholding Tennessee's ban, other state restrictions are likely to stand court challenges. This is SRN News. That drone up in the sky, the chances are it was made in China, but going forward, they won't be, thanks to the Federal Communications Commission banning all new foreign-made drones.
It's a move that'll keep new Chinese-made drones out of the U.S. market. Monday's announcement came a year after Congress passed a defense bill that raised national security concerns about Chinese-made drones, which have become a dominant player in the U.S., widely used in farming, mapping, law enforcement, and filmmaking. The FCC said a review found that all drones and critical components produced in foreign countries, not just by Chinese companies, posed unacceptable risks to the national security of the United States and to the safety and security of U.S. persons. Keith Peters, Washington.
This holiday season, many U.S. drivers are getting the gift of lower gas prices. According to data from AAA, December has been the cheapest month for prices at the pump so far this year. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.